for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice, talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes, don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy, make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it, I wanna see it. See how rewind, when we rewind, feels so nice.
Hey guys, so listen, we gotta talk about this article that was in Radar Online about the Real Housewives, and it's the timing for me because, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta definitely has had it's had its fair share of not the type of drama that people used to watch the show for, but, you know, the drama from the Kenya incident in the salon, the now $20 million lawsuit that Britt Eady has filed against the network and, you know, the Real Housewives franchise and NBC Universal, Portia and all her antics, and in my personal opinion, being overpaid, because I don't believe that money that they gave her in this contract was worth it. But, you know, she has a lot of followers and whatever, but this is not, I believe, what they brought her back to the Real Housewives for. And yeah, she just won in court this prenuptial agreement enforcement, but it still does not mean that she is really winning. And, you know, amongst a number of other things, previously we had NeNe who filed a lawsuit. There's just, you know, a number of other things that happened. And that's just the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We know Bethany and her drama. There's other stuff that has happened. And so, you know, with all that being said, when this article was released a few days ago, it's like, it's possible. I could see it happening, but I don't know. So they're saying that Bravo is considering axing the Real Housewives franchise altogether. And so I'm going to share my screen with you guys, and you can see the article right here. It says, TV bombshell, Bravo considers axing entire Housewives franchise after star's explosive $20 million lawsuit. Quote, the champagne's flat, the tagline's a tire. And then, of course, not of course, but ironically, they have this big picture of Kenya to headline it all. But here's the thing. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is not the only housewives city in the franchise. You've got Leah McSweeney, who is from the New York franchise. She has an ongoing lawsuit against the network and against, you know, NBC Universal and Housewives for issues that she has had. We had Bethany that came out with the reality TV reckoning. We also know that a lot of these so-called housewives have had a lot of legal troubles over the years, going to jail right now. We have Karen from the Real Housewives of Potomac, who's in jail right now for her multiple DUIs, you know? So it honestly just doesn't even look good. But let's just go on with the article. NBC is reportedly considering pulling the plug, and I'm sorry, it's kind of funny, but pulling the plug on the entire Real Housewives franchise after Atlanta newcomer Britney Eady filed a jaw-dropping $20 million lawsuit against Bravo, calling the franchise legally radioactive. This high-profile legal action stems from a controversial incident last season that has led to claims of defamation, emotional distress, and a hostile work environment. One production insider told reporter Rob Shutter, what made Housewives great, the chaos, is now its biggest threat. It's just lawsuit after lawsuit. The source said the drama made it great, but now it's a walking lawsuit. Shutter wrote on his Substack, the champagne's flat, the taglines are tired, and Bravo may finally be done playing hostess. And This is a scene from what? I really have no idea, because right here, this is Candace from The Real Housewives of Potomac. This looks like Brandy, who used to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's who it looks like. I don't know who these people are over here, so I don't even know what this picture is relating to. But anyway, Edie decided to leave after Bravo and The Real Housewives of Atlanta after castmate Kenya Moore humiliated her by unveiling a poster board labeled "Who Is This Hoe?" featuring explicit, allegedly fake, blurred photos of the disgruntled housewife. A source close to Edie said she begged to see the photo before it aired. They said no. They wanted drama. Now they've got court dates. Well, honestly, that sounds like a Bravo problem to me. That doesn't sound... let's just continue. A source close to Edie... All right, I already read that. Moore was quietly cut from the season's reunion show and may not return at all. NBC Universal, who were already dealing with Bethany Frankel's union threats and Leah McSweeney's feud with Andy Cohen, are reportedly in full crisis mode. One exec claimed every cast member's a legal liability. Bravo has become an embarrassment to NBC News. Wow. And here we have a picture of Britt. According to court documents, Edie's lawsuit comes in the wake of an explosive episode from season 16, which aired on April 6, 2025. The episode featured Kenya Moore, another cast member, displaying explicit posters allegedly depicting Edie performing oral. Edie has vehemently denied being the individual portrayed in the photographs, igniting a drama-filled controversy that has continued through the reunion taping and beyond. And we know she did not show up to the reunion taping. The 37-year-old housewife claimed that the production team willfully produced, edited, and aired the material that could cause irreparable harm to her reputation. In her legal filing, Edie stated that she did not see the explicit photograph until after certain of these events were aired on Bravo nearly a year later. Edie allegedly attempted to see the damaging image before its televised debut, only to have her requests rebuffed by the network. She called the producer's behavior unwelcome, offensive, and sexualized, especially considering the environment she was subjected to during filming. The fallout from the incident forced Bravo to respond vigorously following Edie's allegations as the reality TV giant faces intense scrutiny over its handling of several cast member interactions and the workplace culture behind the scenes over the years. So listen, guys, I'm not saying I'm on anybody's side when it comes to this stuff. I don't know none of these people, right? And I already said before, Britt is not a perfect victim, so a lot of people don't like her. And I agree that I didn't feel that she was a good fit for this show. We haven't seen the final episode yet, but from what we've seen thus far, I feel like she would, if she was even a fit for reality TV, I would say she would probably have been a better fit for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Especially when she's kind of started out in her confessional talking about how she's been that girl since high school, and she was in the videos and she dated Rick Ross and whatever. Like, well, maybe you should be on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and not The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just didn't feel it was a good fit. And even before seeing the show air and seeing the little clips of these people, like her and Kelly mainly on social media, I just was like, I don't know. We'll see. But I just don't see it. Well, now they've got a $20 million lawsuit on their hands. And even though I don't feel that she was a good fit for this show, I do blame Bravo, NBC Universal, and The Real Housewives of Atlanta for casting her. And not only casting her, but if she was not in the room when Kenya revealed those poster board blown up images of someone that was supposed to have been her, and she was asking to see the images and they would not allow her to do so, I ain't gonna lie, you guys. I feel like she has a case and they just need to go ahead and try to work it out. Say, look, let's just go ahead and get this settled. Let's set up mediation and have a meeting of the minds and go ahead. And because the longer this drags out, the more money it's going to cost them. And it's definitely not going to be cheap to litigate it in court, because whenever you go to court, it costs more money. So I do see her getting a payout. And she definitely will never be on Bravo or anything that has to do with NBC Universal ever again. But yeah, this is probably her lick. I still don't really know what she does. She claims she has an insurance agency. She lives really well to say she has an insurance agency. And I don't know what her husband does, but they're looking at $500,000 vehicles when they're car shopping. It's just, anyway, this ain't even about Brit. I'm just saying, is it possible that they could be looking at axing the entire franchise? Possibly, because look, this is season 16 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And before this season even began, I was talking about the fact that even when people were saying Nene needs to come back, they need to bring Nene back, Nene, Nene, Nene. Do you want to have a show where it's like 25, 30, season 25, season 30, where you're still seeing the same people? I don't see it happening. And two, all good things come to an end, especially in the world of television. The Real Housewives franchise is not going to last forever. So I would say that they're probably getting prepared, maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, maybe even the next 3 to 5 years, to dissolve the entire franchise altogether. I could see that happening because I really don't want to see a season 20, 25, 30 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't want to see a season 20 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. It's already going into what, season 10? So listen, if these people who come on these shows and they really are not living that life and they want to get rich off of being a reality TV personality, then they need to come up with something else to do. Because I'll be honest, I'm tired of seeing these people come on these shows. They really don't have much going on. And then they build up their business off of the strength of being on this television show. I'm not hating on anybody that does it, but when The Real Housewives began, it really was supposed to be, it started off in Orange County, living behind the gates. These people living these, upper class lifestyles. And a lot of the women were actual housewives. They were not working and they were just living a, somewhat fabulous life. And then things started changing and people started going through divorces and you started seeing the cracks in people's relationships and marriages and whatever. But now you get these people, they're just looking to become a personality, grow their following, and be able to build a business. And I'm tired of it. So how much longer can that last? I just see them, I can see this being true. I see them getting prepared for the exit. Is it going to be done next year? No. But I do see it winding down. I just, for the people who are holding their breath for Nene to make a comeback, I would not hold my breath for that. I'm not saying you may not see her in some capacity as things wind down, but I would say it's getting prepared to wind down. I just don't see this, continuing to last. But if they want to blame Brit's lawsuit for the reason they are considering axing the entire Housewives franchise, then they need to blame themselves. Because, like I said, who allowed? They knew Kenya was doing that. They allowed that to happen and they allowed it to be filmed. And not only filmed, we know a lot of stuff gets filmed, but it gets edited out. It lands on the cutting room floor, never for the eyes of the viewing public to see. They allowed this to continue to move forward. So why would they be blaming Brit's lawsuit on axing the entire franchise? It sounds like they have terrible production, period. And the fact that Brit asked to see the images prior to, and she didn't learn who it was until after this season wrapped, that is terrible. It's irresponsible. And like the article said, they wanted chaos. And well, you wanted chaos and you got it. So you could say the champagne's flat and the taglines are tired. But yeah, it sounds like they just let this drag on too long. I definitely see this as a possibility, but is it canceling or being axed as of right now or next year or immediately? No, but they're definitely preparing for the exit. So I would say within the next 3 to 5 years, the Housewives probably are going to be done. And honestly, I'm happy about it. I don't mind. I don't mind. A lot of these shows need to be done. Like that stupid show that comes on Bravo, I don't watch it. It's called Southern Charm. It's actually filmed in the city that I'm from, Charleston, South Carolina. They're nobodies and nobody really cares about them. And they are making big heads of people who really don't deserve to be on TV. And then they have a token black chick on the show who actually, I don't know her personally, but she has a terrible, nasty attitude. And she's white adjacent. She, you know, wants to be on the show to make people, you know, feel like she's pro-black, but she actually is far from it. But that's just one of the shows that they need to go ahead and get rid of, along with the Real Housewives franchise. Just go ahead and wrap it up. There's a few other ones. And I don't watch them either. So it really makes me know, never mind. But I'm just saying, I do see it happening. But I want to know what you guys think. Do you think that they are trying to use Brit's lawsuit as a scapegoat when they already were looking at the exit anyway? Or are they just trying to blame the Black franchise for all of the issues that are going on with the Housewives franchise? And we know there's like a cast of criminals with these Housewives franchises. Like, seriously, Jen Shah is still in prison. I think she's about to be released sometime next year. And they're already, I believe, ready to bring her back on the show for a comeback. It's ridiculous. I don't want to see these people go to prison and then come back. They did that with Teresa Giudice on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I didn't feel that she deserved to come back. And I know a lot of people say, oh, it wasn't her fault. It was her husband's fault or whatever. She played stupid. She knew what was going on. She may not have been in charge, but the woman already had a big head, no pun intended, in the first place. So to bring her back after serving time in prison for all the fraud that they were doing and to make her greater, it's the white privilege for me. Even though she's not technically white, she's Italian, but she's not African-American. So you already know the difference there. Well, you guys, let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.